Miracle Walking Prayer.
Prayer.
Miracle Walking Prayer. Prayer. Miracle Walking Prayer. Prayer. Miracle Walking Prayer. Open doors for you. Keep you doing through. Oh, if you believe, you will receive a blessing God has for you. Prayer, prayer, miracle walking prayer. Prayer, miracle walking prayer. Open doors for you. Keep you breaking through. If you believe, you will receive a blessing God has for you. Prayer, prayer, miracle walking prayer. Prayer, miracle walking prayer. Open doors for you. If you going through, oh, if you believe, you will see a blessing God has for you. Prayer, prayer, miracle walking prayer. Prayer, miracle walking prayer. Prayer, miracle walking prayer. Open doors for you. Keep you going through. Oh, if you believe, you will receive a blessing God has for you. Prayer, prayer, miracle walking prayer. Prayer, miracle walking prayer. Open doors for you. If you going through, oh, if you believe, you will see a blessing God has for you. Prayer, prayer, miracle walking prayer. Prayer, oh prayer, miracle walking prayer. Prayer, miracle walking prayer. Open doors for you. Keep you going through. Oh, if you believe, you will receive a blessing God has for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It is not by works of righteousness, but by His grace alone. It's not by works of righteousness, but by His grace alone. It's not by works of righteousness, but by His grace alone. For we are complete in Him. It's not by works of righteousness, but by His grace alone. It is not by works of righteousness, but by His grace alone. It's not by works of righteousness, but by His grace alone. For we are complete in Him. Complete, complete, complete in Him. We are complete in Him. Complete, complete, complete in Him. We are complete in Him. It's not by works of righteousness, but by His grace alone. It's not by works of righteousness, but by His grace alone. It's not by works of righteousness, but by His grace alone. For we are complete in Him. Complete, complete, complete in Him. We are complete in Him. Complete, complete, completing. We are completing. It's not by works of righteousness, but by His grace alone. Not by works of righteousness, but by His grace alone. It's not by works of righteousness, but by His grace alone. For we are completing. We are completing Him. Completing. We are completing Him. It's not by works of righteousness, but by His grace alone. It's not by works of righteousness, but by His grace alone. It's not by works of righteousness, but by His grace alone. For we are completing. Completing Him. We are completing. Completing. We are completing. Completing Him. We are completing Him. Completing Him. We are completing Him. Completing Him. We are completing Him. Completing. It's not by works of righteousness, but by His grace alone. It's not by works of righteousness, but by His grace alone. It's not by works of righteousness, but by His grace alone. For we are completing Him. Completing Him. We are completing. Completing Him. We are completing Him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This is Our Miracles Radio and Television Ministries, reaching you all the way from Silver Spring, Maryland. And the voice you are hearing is the voice of God, the voice of Jesus, implanted in His servants, Archbishop Stephen John Biokoro of the Jesus Christ Global Mission, right here in Silver Spring, Maryland. We want to give God the glory for all He has been doing in our lives and ministries. And today I'm led to share with you on the topic, Prayer changes things. Prayer is talking to God. Prayer is talking to your Creator, the one who made you, brought into this world. Prayer is communing with the Almighty God, the Creator of heaven and earth. The one who has all the solution, all the answers to all your questions. With Him all things are possible. And we need to go back to our Creator in the days of trouble. The Word of God said in Psalm 50 verse 15, say, call upon me in the days of trouble, for I will deliver thee. We need to call upon God in the days of troubles. We need to call upon God. Call upon God day and night. Because He's your Creator, He's your Maker, He knows you better, He knows where you are hurting, He knows your need, He knows your troubles, He knows what you're going through, He knows where the shoe is biting you. Oh, that is the person you should go back to. And when you call upon Him, Psalm 50 verse 15, say, call upon me in the days of trouble, and I will deliver you. He is ready to answer. He is ready to make a way where there is no way. Our text is taken from 2 Chronicles chapter 7 verse 14. 2 Chronicles chapter 7 verse 14, which says, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, I will forgive their sins, and then I'll heal their land. God is very willing to hear from us, but we need to get right with him. We need to call upon him. In Matthew's Gospel, chapter 7, verse 7 to 9, Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 to 9, Jesus said, ask and ye shall receive, seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. Everyone that asketh receiveth, and everyone that seeketh findeth, everyone that knocketh it is opened unto him. We need to call upon him. We need to ask from him. You want to ask from people? Sometimes human beings don't have your answers to your problems. Sometimes no one else have answers to your problems until you met God who created you, is your maker. He is your father. He is your heavenly father. And you can call on him. He said, come unto me, you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He's ever willing to help. In John chapter 14, verses 12 to 14, Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto you, the things that I do shall ye do, and even greater things shall ye do. And then in verse 14, he says, ask anything in my name, and I will do it. We need to ask God to meet our need, ask God to help us, ask God to heal us, ask God to deliver us, ask God to strengthen us. Whatever your need is, we need to go back to God Almighty. A lot of people have been running helter-skelter, seeking help where there's no help, looking for help where there's no help. God is our helper. He's the only one who can intervene in your life and bring lasting solution to all the troubles you are going through. He knows your name. He has your address. He knows what you're going through. He is your changing changer. He said, behold, I change it not. I am the Lord, I change it not. He does not change, but he changes things. He changes ugly situations. When you bring him into your life, into your family, he does the unthinkable. And then in 1 Thessalonians 5 and 17, 1 Thessalonians 5 and 17, he said, pray without ceasing. Which means we have to pray in the day, pray in the night, pray in the morning, pray in the hour, pray every time. Because prayer is the Christian breath. Prayer is the key. Prayer is the key. Prayer is the master key. Jesus started with prayers and ended with prayers. Prayer is the master key. Prayer is the key to your breakthrough. Prayer is the key to your success because you are bringing God into the situation. When you pray, you mean you are relying on God. When you pray, you mean with people, it is impossible. There are mountains in people's lives. There are issues here and there. There are problems and there are troubles here and there in people's lives. The question is this. Are you contacting the God that solves problems? You need to contact him. Ask anything in my name and I will do it. Jesus made that statement in John 14, verse 14. We need to ask him, the Almighty God. We need to pray in the name of Jesus. We need to tell him what is going on. Jesus said, you can say to this mountain, be thou removed, and if you will not doubt in your heart, it shall be done. What is the mountain? The mountain are the issues in your life, in your family, in your home, in your business, in your marriage. These are the issues that are going on. Jesus said, you can speak to the mountain, be thou removed. And if you will not doubt in your heart, it shall be done. Mark chapter 11, verses 23 and 24. Mark 11, 23, 24. Jesus says, speak to the mountain. Say to it, say to that issue, be thou removed, be thou plucked up at the root. What is that mountain in your family, in your marriage, in your home, in your finances? Jesus says, speak to that mountain. Talk to that ugly situation. Command it to move. In the name of Jesus, every knee must bow. God has given him a name that is above every name. But at that name, every knee must bow. That name we pray unto God. In that name we pray to the Father. And he's ready to answer us. In the scripture, there were so many powerful prayers that we need to consider. In 1 Samuel chapter 1, verses 12 to 15, 1 Samuel chapter 1, verses 12 to 15, Hannah prayed a prayer that gave her a breakthrough. She was barren, and so she went before God in prayers, and she talked to God about it. God, I don't want to be barren. And she prayed, and God answered her and healed that womb. There are many people who still need the blessing of the womb, and they are going to all kinds of places. People are deceiving them, and then taking all their monies, when all you need to do is to call upon God concerning that issue, and he is ready to help you. Call upon Jesus in the days of trouble. Call upon him, he will answer you. Call upon Jesus in the days of trouble. Call upon him, he will answer you. He's ready to answer, but you need to call upon him. Jabez prayed a prayer in 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verses 9 and 10. 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verses 9 and 10. Jabez prayed a prayer that brought him a breakthrough, because he was born into a family of people who didn't see success. Jabez didn't like what he was going through. There was sorrow in his life, and the hardship and frustration and failure. And so he consulted the Almighty God. And the Almighty God intervened. In 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verses 9 and 10, God intervened from heaven, and the situation was changed and turned around. He's able to turn your situation. He is able, abundantly able, to deliver and to save. Jesus is able, abundantly able, to deliver those who trust in him. Our God is able, abundantly able, to deliver and to save. Jesus is able, abundantly able, to deliver those who trust in him. He's able to deliver you from that problem. You need to call upon him. Daniel called upon him in the garden of lion, in the lion's den. Daniel called upon him, and God granted him deliverance. The lions didn't eat him up. He was just playing with the lion. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego called upon God, and God delivered them from the furnace of fire. You may be going through the furnace of fire right now. You may be in the lion's den. You will be going through some issues in your life you couldn't understand. But I got good news for you, that prayer changes things. Prayer changes things. Prayer changes things. It can turn ugly situations around. I don't care what you are going through right now. I've got to tell you that God is able to change that ugly situation in your family, in your home, in your finances, in your business. God is ready to change that ugly situation in your marriage. God is able to intervene in that ugly situation you are going through. Beloved, you need to look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. You need to call upon him in the days of trouble. You need to pray unto him, ask from him, tell him about those needs, and he is ready to hear you. He's not deaf. God is a living God. He's alive. Jesus is alive. He's alive. Amen. He's alive. Jesus is alive forever. He's alive. Amen. He's alive. Amen. He's alive. Jesus is alive forever, he's alive. Amen. Some people's God are dead. Elijah was mocking the 450 false prophets. He told them, call up God. Your God is sleeping. Maybe he has traveled or gone on a journey. See, he mocked the false prophets. Many people, their gods are sleeping. Their God has traveled. Their God is not ready. But I tell you, the Almighty God who created heaven and earth, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel, the God of Elijah, the God answered by fire, that God is alive today. The God that created you and made you, that God is waiting on you to call upon him in the days of trouble, for he will deliver you to look unto him, the author and finisher of your faith. Why do you go to all the wrong places to look for help? There's no help anywhere. King David said, I will look unto him that helped me. My help cometh from the Lord. I will look unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord who made heaven and earth. My help cometh from the Lord. Who else will help you if not God Almighty? A world of wickedness and evil and trauma and all kind of things going on. Who else will help you if you will not call upon your Creator to intervene in the issues of your life? In the days of Jonah, the people repented in sackcloth. There was impending judgment and doom. God has already sent Jonah to warn the people of Nineveh of impending judgment and destruction. And the Bible says the people of Nineveh repented in sackcloth. Jonah chapter 1, chapter 2, chapter 3, Jonah, the book of Jonah. The people of Nineveh repented in sackcloth, from the king to the smallest child, and even the animals. They fasted and prayed and called upon the God of heaven, and he intervened and came down and turned the ugly situation around. Instead of judgment, it was blessing, and the people live happily. Today, God can heal our land. If we repent and turn from our wicked ways and then call upon God, he is ready and willing to help. When we call upon him, he will heal our land. He will heal this nation. He will heal this nation. He will heal this nation. If we call upon the God of heaven, he's available. He's very, very ready to help. But have you called upon him? Daniel prayed for his people in Daniel chapter 9 and chapter 10. Daniel began to intercede, and God intervened and granted Israel deliverance from 70 years of Assyrian captivity as a result of Daniel's prayer. He sought the God of his fathers. And when he called upon God, God intervened. Esther chapter 4, verse 16, the book of Esther chapter 4, verse 16, tells you the story of how Haman, the wicked man, went to plan death, plan destruction for the people of God, for the Jews. And he has even laid up a gallows where he will hang Mordecai and all the rest of the evil he has planned against the people of God. In Esther chapter 4, verse 16, she went into prayer and intercession and fasting, waiting on the Lord, and God intervened. And it was Haman who died in his own gallows, and the people of God were free. That could be your story today. Yes, that can be your story. God can deliver you where there is intercession, where there is prayer. Prayer moves mountain. Prayer is the key. Oh, it's Acts chapter 12. Acts of Apostles chapter 12. Herod went and arrested Peter and put him in prison. Was trying to kill Peter. And the church prayed. Acts chapter 12 from verse 5. It says the church began to pray. And when the church prayed, God sent an angel from heaven to open the prison and brought Peter out of the prison. I don't care what prison the devil has put you. I don't care what cage the enemy has put you. I don't care what situation, ugly situation the enemies have put you. I got good news for you. The Lord Jesus can intervene right now. Even as we begin to pray and look unto Him, the author and finisher of our faith, as we begin to call upon Him right now, He is able to deliver you. He is able to help you. He is able to meet your need. He is able to intervene in that situation. Open up and receive. He's calling on you today to begin to call. Jesus is willing and very, very willing to help. Hallelujah. We thank God for today. He's the mighty God, the almighty God that created heaven and earth. Thy rain is falling in my soul. Thy rain is falling in my soul, that showers of glory over me roll. Hallelujah, it is raining in my soul. Thy rain is falling in my soul. Thy rain is falling in my soul, that showers of glory over me roll. Hallelujah, it is raining in my soul. Thy rain is falling in my soul. Thy rain is falling in my soul. Thy showers of glory over me roll. Hallelujah, it is raining in my soul. Thy rain is falling in my soul. Thy rain is falling in your soul. Thy showers of glory over you roll. Hallelujah, it is raining in my soul. Thy rain is falling in your soul. Thy rain is falling in my soul. Thy showers of glory over me roll. Hallelujah, it is raining in my soul. Thy rain is falling in your soul. Thy rain is falling in my soul. Let out the glory over me roll. Hallelujah, it is raining in my soul. Thank you, Jesus. We give God the glory. I pray for you right now, as many of you that have heard this word of God, that God will heal your prayer life, that you begin to pray in the morning, pray in the afternoon, pray in the evening. King David said, early will I seek you. A whole King David. He said, early will I seek you. The first thing in the morning is to call upon his God. And then he's ready for the day. Do you call upon God? When you call upon God, victory is yours. When you call upon God, with him all things are possible. Begin to learn to pray as from today. And your life will never be the same again. In the name of Jesus, may God heal your prayer life and restore your prayer life. May he make you an intercessor, a prayer warrior, one who prays. A prayerless Christian is a powerless Christian. A prayerless Christian is a powerless Christian. A prayerful Christian is a powerful Christian. A prayerful Christian is a powerful Christian. If you want to experience the power of God, then you need to pray without ceasing. Remember, the scripture say, pray without ceasing. That's the word of God for you today. I want you to feel free to email us, ourmiraclesradio@juno.com. ourmiraclesradio@juno.com. Or you can call us on the phone for prayer, counseling, and whatever. Area code 240-552-5899. Or you can use the other line, 202-460-7110. 202-460-7110. Feel free to visit our website, www.ourofmiraclestv.net. ourofmiraclestv.net. And also, we invite you to watch it with us here in Jesus Christ Global Mission, 850 Sligo Avenue, Suite LL2, Silver Spring, Maryland 20910. Again, Jesus Christ Global Mission, 850 Sligo Avenue, Suite LL2, Silver Spring, Maryland 20910. We have services here every day in the week. 7 p.m. daily, you can come for prayer, counseling, deliverance, ministration. Then on Sunday evening, 7 p.m., we have special miracle healing services. Great men and women of God come to minister every Sunday night, 7 p.m. It's great services. I tell you, you don't miss this meeting. We want you to come with your friends and your families, and God will do you good. We invite you, come and join us right here in Jesus Christ Global Mission, 850 Sligo Avenue, Suite LL2, Silver Spring, Maryland. Every evening, 7 p.m., we have services and meetings here. We want you to come. And especially this Sunday, it's going to be a special Sunday. And great men and women of God are coming to minister. And you'll never be the same again. God bless you. Jesus loves you. We all love you. Felicia and I, we say God bless you abundantly. Please feel free to forward this message to all your friends. This link, this email, this message. We want you to forward it to all your friends and well-wishers and your relations all over the world. Just forward it to them, because this is a blessing to their life. It will change their lives and turn them around, and God will begin to do things in their lives. Thank you so much for listening. God bless you abundantly in Jesus' name.